As President Donald Trump escalates his rhetoric and his military actions around Venezuela, others are trying to rein in events and prevent a full-scale war. Strikes on purported drug-running boats near Venezuela have sparked controversy, but Trump is planning to double down. He spoke to reporters after his final cabinet meeting of the year.
And we're going to start doing those strikes on land, too. You know, the land is much easier. It's much easier. And we know the routes they take. We know everything about them. We know where they live. We know where the bad ones live, and we're going to start that very soon, too.
Trump ventured beyond Venezuela, noting cocaine production in neighboring Colombia.
Anybody that's doing that and selling it into our country is subject to attack.
So not necessarily just Venezuela?
No, not just Venezuela, no.
Trump has already laid the groundwork for strikes on land, sending the most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier to the region, along with its support ships and aircraft. Trump has also announced on social media that Venezuela's airspace is closed, although in a strange twist, the Trump administration has also announced it's resuming deportation flights to Venezuela. As for the airstrikes on boats, they've come under close scrutiny, especially after a double strike in which a first strike destroyed a boat and a second strike finished off the survivors. Some reports say Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave a verbal order to kill them all, reports that Hegseth and the administration deny. Hegseth said at Tuesday's cabinet meeting that he did not see the survivors in the water, citing the fog of war. Legal experts say if survivors were killed, that would be a crime. Brian Finucane of the International Crisis Group says the term for a premeditated killing outside of armed conflict is murder. Murder on the high seas is a crime. Conspiracy to commit murder outside of the United States is a crime. And the Pentagon's Manual on the Laws of War says orders to fire upon the shipwrecked would be clearly illegal. But Hegseth says the admiral that ordered the second strike made the right call. Republican Senate leader John Thune says the Trump administration's peace through strength policy is making the U.S. safer.
I think the president is acting under his authority as commander-in-chief in a way that's consistent with what past administrations have done. And clearly, a war has been waged by these drug cartels against the United States, and it has come at a great cost to American citizens.
The Senate Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, disagrees, and he's worried about a land war.
A land strike on Venezuela would clearly require us to invoke the War Powers Act.
Democrats, joined by Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, have already tried unsuccessfully to use war powers resolutions to mitigate attacks both in international waters off the Venezuelan coast as well as against the country itself. Those were defeated by Republicans, but Schumer is still opposing Trump's plan.
He said, I want those boats taken out, and if we have to, we will attack on land also. Let me be clear. If Trump were to order an attack on land, that would be an act of war, and Congress would invoke the War Powers Act. It's Congress's prerogative to go to war, and I hope Republicans will defend that role.
On Tuesday, the first American Pope, Leo XIV, said the Vatican and local bishops are trying to calm down the situation, mostly, he says, for the good of the people who would suffer. He suggested it's better to have dialogue, maybe pressure, including economic pressure, if that is what the U.S. wants to do. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.